Our Saline Area Chamber of Commerce report today features Mill Pond Manor. Mill Pond Manor sits overlooking the scenic Mill Pond. It has woods and beautiful flower and salad gardens all around. It's within 30 minutes of the Detroit area in Ann Arbor, where there are two major hospitals, two major colleges, many cultural events. It is the perfect location. And joining us today to talk about Mill Pond Manor, which has 47 affordable apartments for seniors, 62 or older, or mobility impaired persons. We welcome the community manager, Chris Ridings. It's great to have you here with us today.
Thanks, Lucy, and it's great to be here. Thanks for having
us. It is a beautiful place.
It really is. I think I told you, when I took the job, came here from Cleveland, I was amazed when I walked around the building at just the upkeep and the effort and beauty that the residents put into their home.
We wonder where all the affordable housing is, especially for seniors. Mill Pond Manor is it.
Yeah.
It is. It's a beautiful space.
Well, thank you.
For seniors. And one of them is here with us today as we welcome resident Judy Slater. Miss Slater comes to the Ann Arbor Saline region via the Bay, California. Tell the story about how you came out to this area.
When my children got married, they moved away from California, but I kept my job there, been single a long time, was very happy, loved California, grew up there. And one day my daughter, who's now in Asheville, North Carolina, called and said, "Mom, I want you to come be resident grandma." It never occurred to me to say no. I sold a house, I left a job, I came over in a car with hardly anything in it and started all over. And I was with her for 12 years because she founded a private school and needed help. So I took care of her three kids as they grew up. And I have them on my hip all the time. They're just wonderful. So then one night my daughter called and said, "Mom, John," her brother, 3 years younger, "has called me and asked if you might move to Michigan and help raise his kids." And I was in such a turmoil that night. I think, I have to sell the house. I have to quit a job. I have to move again.
Oh, no.
I have to leave everything behind and start all over.
Wait, do you like that he told his sister that, didn't call you directly?
I'm so glad. He asked permission.
He did.
Yeah, because he's the little brother. He's five.
He had to get permission from his sister.
He's 6'4", and she's 5'2".
Oh, my goodness.
He's still the little brother. And so then when she called me, it was great because I had the night to think about it. But, of course, the minute she asked it, I knew I was going to say yes. It was just the logistics of it.
Yeah.
So I've been here since 2010. Now they're all grown and gone. And California is saying, well.
But you like it here, don't you?
Well, I like the building I'm in.
Oh, well, that is enough right there.
And the community, and, yeah. And I like that my son's close by.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Well, it's so nice getting to know you today, too. You are a delight, and I think our listeners are really going to enjoy getting to know Judy Slater. What is it about Mill Pond Manor that you like?
Well, here's the list.
Oh, she did. She came in with a clipboard. Tell us what's on that list.
Well, Chris already upstaged me because he said it's a beautiful location and that he enjoys it, too, and has beautiful gardens, and that's true. And the people that live there, most of them are very invested in the community space, in social activities, in things that we can do in the community room and in the gardens and in walking the beautiful grounds. We're in a kind of a cul-de-sac area where there's not a lot of through traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And we have this beautiful forest behind us, and then we have the sounds of the wild geese on the pond, Mill Pond down below. So it's a peaceful place. I like that I have my own autonomy, that I'm not expected to show up if I don't want to. I like that I can choose who I want to be friends with because these are 47 very disparate human beings, and they don't all have the same experience and the same understanding, the same way of approaching things.
Mm-hmm.
So we find people and have little cliques of friendships.
Mm-hmm.
I like that I feel very safe there and that our maintenance manager is on the spot. I had a rug that was pulling loose, and he was up there immediately to fix it so I wouldn't trip. We have the safety of, you know, fire alarms, but also those huge water spouts in our room, so we know if there were fire, we'd be drowned. But we'd also be
safe.
We'd be safe, right. And I like access to downtown Saline, to the senior center, to the churches, to, you know, walk up and get a hamburger. The library's close by.
Life is nice.
I like the intimacy of the town.
Yeah.
We are a through fare. We are the old Michigan-Detroit highway to Chicago. So we have heavy traffic downtown, and we in our apartment building can actually hear the trucks going out to the new data center. So that's quite a disturbance, and people are saying that's enough noise.
Well, that'll end.
It will eventually end.
That's right. Yeah.
We have deer. We had some wild turkeys, and then we have the wild people that live in the building. So,
so including you.
Yeah.
Those are the most important ones.
That's right.
And lovely Chris, he puts up with all of us. I don't know how he does it.
What a wonderful endorsement, though, for Mill Pond Manor. What does it take to qualify for someone to go into Mill Pond Manor?
So you have to be 62 or over, or like you said earlier, 18 years of age, qualifying for features of an accessible unit, having a disability. We have two of those apartments, and then we have the 45 regular apartments. Okay. Currently, our wait list is about 2 to 2.5 years.
Wow.
Well, and I have also found through research that right now, because of there's such a big affordable housing shortage, you know, and the senior population is booming, that these wait lists can run anywhere from 1 to 5 years.
Mm.
And in the meantime, people, seniors, are scrambling to try to figure out where they're going to live.
I mean, so you have this wait list, but you're here on the Lucy Ann Land Show today on 1290 WLBY, ballyhooing how wonderful Mill Pond Manor is.
Well, yeah, I do try to get them in as quickly as possible. And I always talk with them when they call, and they'll say, isn't there anything you can do? And I'll say, well, let me talk to home office and see what other options that we have to help you.
So who are your owners? And tell me a little bit about the company.
Okay, so our parent company is Retirement Housing Foundation out of Long Beach, California. And
well, there's your California, Miss Judy.
I know. We just talked about my going and working as their token kid to talk about these apartments.
And they provide affordable housing all over the United States and the Virgin Islands and Hawaii. So
are they still building out?
Yes, they are.
And do they have any desire to build out here further?
Well, I hope so, because right now with our company, it's just Mill Pond Manor. So I'm hoping that they are looking to expand in Michigan. We just opened up a couple of new properties in Minnesota.
The need is great.
It is. And, you know, like I said, the senior population is so large now, and just between the ages of 55 and 64, it's very important to make sure that they have affordable housing.
What qualifies, though, to get into an affordable unit as far as
income?
Income.
Yes. So it would be, it's about 40, I think they have to make 48,000 right now, according to the new.
Or under, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Or under. Uh-huh. And, you know, we do have many residents who live check to check. And so this is perfect for them because they get a subsidy from HUD, allowing them to live comfortably. And it's 30% of the gross income and assets combined.
Okay, so how much is a place at Mill Pond Manor?
Well, all the rents differ because it depends on their income.
On that 30%?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So let's say if they were to make, let's say if they brought in $800 a month.
Okay.
You know, through Social Security, and that's all that they have, it would just be 30% of that.
And the rest subsidized through?
HUD,
okay.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right. Are these kinds of places few and far between, or?
I've been seeing more lately, and I think the increase is really needed because of, as I keep saying, the large senior population.
Well, and when you look at some of the places around here in the Saline Ann Arbor region, they go anywhere from $4,000 a month to $10,000, $12,000 and more, depending on what your needs are.
Yeah, I really don't understand how people can afford it.
I don't either. It's really mind-boggling when you think about it. Did you worry about that before you found Mill Pond Manor, what you were going to do, Miss Judy?
Because of the moving around that I've done on short notice, I was able to find through the Housing Bureau for Seniors, and give a big plug to them, the ability to rent a room in a person's house here when I first came to
Saline.
Yes, Saline.
They have that program.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Turns out she sold her house and she's now living in the building with me.
So, oh, really?
So our friendship goes way back
well,
to 2010.
That's nice.
It's lovely.
Beautiful.
And I've never wanted to have the responsibility of a full rent, full mortgage, full anything since I got divorced, because my goal was to do everything I could to support my children financially. And so I have stayed very, very low below the radar with what I use my money for myself. And so I was working at the Saline Senior Center when I heard about Mill Pond Manor, and went over right away and applied, and I was 3.5 years on the wait list. But in the meantime, I was renting rooms in people's houses.
Wow. What did you do for a profession?
So I did administrative work for law schools and for churches, and I'm a trained mediator, so I've done court mediation, and I'm also a licensed massage therapist. And
you are a jack of all trades.
And I founded a writing group at the senior center, so I'm an inveterate writer. I don't sleep much because I'm writing all the time.
Oh, and the Saline Senior Center recently renovated.
It's
gorgeous. Beautiful.
I hope you go see it.
Yeah, very lovely. So much to offer in the Saline region. Mm-hmm. So with Mill Pond Manor's wait list then of some 2 years, Chris, how do people get on that list?
So they find us through online, which they could go to millpondmanor@rhf.org and fill out an application. Mm-hmm. What they'd have to do is print it, complete it, and then they standard mail it back to our home office in California, and then they go on the wait list.
And give that website again?
It is millpondmanor@rhf.org.
Okay. millpondmanor@rhf.org. RHF is for your parent company, and that stands for?
Retirement Housing Foundation.
All right. So how quickly do people, I mean, I know it's a 2-year wait list, but it just depends on when something becomes available, obviously.
Yes. Turnover at Mill Pond isn't fast, which is a good thing. But sometimes people get in faster because others, while they're waiting, have found something else, or they just become uninterested.
Right.
So then we go right down the list, and I've had someone wait 6 months. And when I called to let them know that there was an apartment available, they were very excited because they said, oh, you know, I was told I'd have to wait 2 years.
Wow.
Well, sometimes you can get lucky.
Yeah. Smoke-free community, one-bedroom apartments. They include safety rails in the bathroom, full kitchen, fire and smoke detectors, as Miss Judy pointed out, emergency call system as well, individually controlled heat and air conditioning, carpeting, and all sorts of building amenities as well, on-site laundry room, individual indoor mailboxes, a controlled entry access system. What about all the activities that are there, Miss Judy?
People get the idea that they want to have something going on, so they'll put a note at everybody's door saying, I'm going to start a craft group, and I'm going to do it. We always clear everything with Chris because he has to know what's going on in our community room, mm-hmm. so there's no conflict. And so somebody started a craft group, and a few people show up. A local minister who's retired decided to start a Bible study, and there are people in our group that meet with him every week. And then we have bingo and cards, and there's one lady that loves to have donuts and coffee every Thursday, and Chris has very kindly been the one to go get the donuts. Otherwise,
but well, I'm passing it on my way in, so.
And I'm thinking that might be one less than a dozen when he gets there, but I'm not sure because I don't look to see the powdered sugar mustache, but he might have one by the time.
Miss Judy, I want to live there just because you're there, okay?
Right.
Judy Slater, resident at Mill Pond Manor, located on Russell Road in Saline, along with Chris Ridings, who is the community manager there. For more information, that website again is?
millpondmanor@rhf.org.
millpondmanor@rhf.org. They are great members of the Saline Chamber. What a beautiful family community you are, and I see the joy in your heart for the place that you live.
Yeah.
I think you've forgotten all about California.
Yeah. I'm very proud of the community.
Yes.
We have a great bunch, including this gem.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much to both of you. Chris, Miss Judy, great talking with you.
Thanks
on
for
the Lucy
us.
Ann Lance Show. And for information about the chamber and its members like Mill Pond Manor, go to salinechamber.org. This is 1290 WLBY.